Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Today is Thursday, October 15th. We'll explain what President Trump and Joe Biden are doing tonight instead of debating each other like originally planned, and why it won't be easy for people to watch them both. Also, an international conflict gets uglier, and Europe is taking new steps to deal with its highest COVID-19 numbers ever. Plus, astronauts just set a new record, how Walmart plans to avoid Black Friday crowds this year, and the cast of a popular show from the early 2000s reunites for a good cause. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Both President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden are going to be answering questions from voters tonight. But they won't be together. Remember, the debate that was supposed to happen tonight was canceled. Instead, President Trump is going to take part in a town hall with NBC News in Miami. Former Vice President Joe Biden is appearing at an ABC News town hall in Philadelphia. Both events are scheduled for 8 p.m. Eastern, just on different networks. NBC is facing some backlash over scheduling its event with Trump at the same time. The ABC-Biden debate was announced first, and critics say NBC should not be making voters choose which one to watch if they're interested in hearing what both candidates have to say in that voter Q&A format. On Twitter, boycott NBC was a trending topic throughout the day yesterday. NBC defended the decision, though, saying it wanted to give President Trump the same format, same day of the week, and same time slot it gave Biden last week. And by the way, the two men are expected to come face-to-face one more time. The next and final presidential debate is still scheduled to happen 1 week from today in Nashville, Tennessee. Today, Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett and a panel of senators are wrapping up 4 days of hearings. And at this point, it looks like her confirmation to the high court is a sure thing. Both Republicans and some Democrats acknowledged that during hearings the last couple of days, because at this point, it seems at least that she has the support she needs from the Republican-controlled Senate to get the necessary approval. During a second day of questioning, Democrats again challenged Judge Barrett on a range of controversial issues like voting rights, workers' rights, and climate change. The one that came up the most was the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, especially since that law is coming before the Supreme Court next month. And again, on most topics, Judge Barrett said she wouldn't give opinions. Barrett says if she openly took sides now, it would undermine the process of her considering cases, and she'll instead have an open mind and be open to persuasion. But there was one case she weighed in on. When asked about the case that declared interracial marriage constitutional back in the 60s, Barrett said it was correctly decided. So one analyst from The Economist said that could mean the cases she will not weigh in on, like gay marriage, are still up for debate. Though The Washington Post points out, she's trying to appear impartial on matters that could come before the court again. Since Barrett would be taking the late Justice Ginsburg's spot on the bench, her confirmation would mean a 6-3 conservative majority on the court. Barrett will likely be confirmed in less than 2 weeks. Republicans have promised to vote by October 27th. Stay tuned. For weeks now, Armenia and Azerbaijan have been fighting, and it seems now the conflict is getting uglier. They're in conflict over the Nagorno-Karabakh region. This disputed area is recognized as part of Azerbaijan, but it's governed by Armenians. There have been flare-ups of fighting ever since both countries became independent from the Soviet Union after the Cold War. But the AP says this latest conflict marks the biggest escalation in more than a quarter century, and it's so far killed hundreds of people, mostly Armenians. It seemingly started when Azerbaijani troops may have made a push to take over areas where Armenians live, saying it's their territory and they have a right to reclaim it. Since then, other countries have weighed in, trying to get the fighting to stop. The U.S., France, and Russia have put out a joint statement calling for an end to the conflict. They said leaders instead need to commit to peaceful negotiations. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo echoed that sentiment again this week. Russia, which has close ties to both Armenia and Azerbaijan, brokered a ceasefire deal, but that truce has since fallen apart. To be continued. New coronavirus restrictions are going into effect around Europe as several countries deal with a second wave of cases. NPR reports Europe is now reporting an average of about 100,000 new cases every day, meaning it's dealing with its highest COVID-19 numbers ever. Starting Saturday, Paris and eight other health emergency zones in France will have nightly curfews. In Italy, the government will soon limit sporting events and school activities. Spain is ordering all bars and restaurants to allow to-go orders only. It's the same in the Netherlands, but there the government also banned all gatherings with more than four people from different households, indoors and outdoors. And in the Czech Republic, all schools were closed yesterday. Well, here in the U.S., cases are still on the upswing as well. And for the first time since her initial diagnosis, First Lady Melania Trump opened up about how the virus affected her and her family. In a letter, she revealed it wasn't just her and the president who got sick, but her teenage son, Barron Trump, also tested positive. He did not show symptoms and has since tested negative. The First Lady said she did have symptoms, though, including body aches, a cough, and headaches, and she said they came and went like a roller coaster. But just like President Trump and their son, Melania Trump has since recovered. Overall, nearly 8 million Americans have now come down with COVID-19, and nearly 217,000 have died from it. And the case count has been growing faster in recent weeks than the past couple of months. The CDC director, Dr. Robert Redfield, says small indoor gatherings are likely to blame. He spoke on a call with the nation's governors yesterday, saying he's concerned that Thanksgiving could bring a lot more super spreader events. So he told CNN he recommends holding an outdoor event if weather allows for it, but otherwise consider just hosting a virtual event. All right, we have more news coming up, but first, this episode is made possible thanks to HelloFresh. I'm a big fan of HelloFresh because it makes life easier and more delicious. For the easy part, HelloFresh offers convenient delivery right to your doorstep. So you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients alongside mouthwatering seasonal recipes that are easy to follow and quick to make. Trust me, if I can do it, you can too. Plus, you can finally cut out the stressful meal planning and grocery store trips that take up too much of your time. And there's something for everyone, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and kid-friendly recipes. In fact, I wanted to switch things up, so we changed our preferences to veggie, and I got some fantastic nutritious meals, including sweet potato fajitas with pepper jack, pickled jalapeno, and lime sour cream. Yum. And with HelloFresh, I actually enjoy the cooking process. So go ahead and give it a try. Go to HelloFresh.com/80newsworthy and use that code 80newsworthy to get a total of $80 off across five boxes, including free shipping on your first box. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/80newsworthy and use that code 80newsworthy to get a total of $80 off across five boxes, including free shipping on your first box. Now, back to the news. Astronauts have figured out a way to fast-track their trip to the International Space Station. Three crew members blasted off yesterday, and they were able to get to the ISS in a record 3 hours. Usually, it takes twice that long. The spacecraft usually has to make about four orbits around the Earth before it catches up to the ISS, but astronauts tried out a new maneuver, and Space.com reports they were able to dock after only two orbits. Two Russians and one American astronaut will now spend 6 months working aboard the ISS. They'll be doing things like growing cells in space and sequencing DNA. The NFL is canceling the Pro Bowl. That's an exhibition game that features the league's biggest stars. It was supposed to happen in January after the regular season, but before the Super Bowl. But it got called off because of the pandemic. Now the league says it's going to try to find a different way to celebrate all-star athletes. COVID-19 is also taking a toll on the college football season. The AP reports the Southeastern Conference has postponed two games in the last 3 days because of positive tests. That includes a matchup between defending national champion LSU and Florida, and another between Mizzou and Vanderbilt. Also, one of the SEC's most celebrated coaches has also come down with the virus. Alabama head coach Nick Saban says he's tested positive, although he hasn't been showing any symptoms. As of now, the Alabama-Georgia game is still on for Saturday, and Saban says he's going to try to coach it from home. Walmart is switching up Black Friday this year. Instead of holding one mega sale the day after Thanksgiving, it'll be splitting up sales among three different events that will happen both online and in-store. This is to try and avoid huge holiday crowds that make it tough to follow distancing protocols. The company says sales on certain products will start November 4th. The second event will be November 11th with TVs, computers, and tablets marked down. And the last sale will start the day before Thanksgiving and spill over into the traditional Black Friday. cast of The West Wing has filmed a reunion show that hits HBO Max today. We're talking about the popular political drama that aired in the late 90s and early 2000s, and almost the entire cast, including Rob Lowe, Martin Sheen, and Allison Janney, reunited for a special cause, to encourage people to vote. The show is supporting the nonprofit When We All Vote. It also includes special appearances by people like former First Lady Michelle Obama and Broadway star Lin-Manuel Miranda. The show's creator, Aaron Sorkin, made it clear to the AP, though, the episode will be completely nonpartisan. The only goal is to get people to vote. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday, when we help break down one news-related thing you should know. Today, we're talking about exactly which voters politicians are courting in the final run-up to the November election. A new study by Pew Research says the youngest Americans, millennials and Generation Z, will make up more than a third of the 2020 electorate. Baby boomers will make up the largest share of the voting eligible population, but just barely. We're talking about the difference of one percentage point between millennials and boomers. The thing is, though, older generations have historically been most likely to actually turn out and vote. For example, back in 2016, boomers and older generations made up 43% of eligible voters, but they cast about half of all the ballots. Of course, by all indications, this year will bring record voter turnout across all age groups. Already, records have been broken in early voting, and experts expect the trends to continue. So expect new precedents to be set. And that's your thing to know today. All right, thank you so much for listening today. Don't forget to sign up for your unique referral link at thenewsworthy.com/referral. When you share it out, we'll give you $5 for every 10 friends who check out The Newsworthy, up to $100. It's our way to say thanks for helping to spread the word about the show. Okay, we'll be back tomorrow with another news roundup. Until then, have a great day.